Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kickstart Connections podcast. I am your host, Lucinda Underwood. I'm thrilled to welcome today's guests into the studio, James Channer and Todd Richardson of In Motion Brands. James has been creating value for hundreds of businesses in a variety of industries for the past 25 years. He is co-founder of In Motion Brands, a leading service organization delivering technology and digital marketing solutions to companies from one location to hundreds of locations across North America and internationally. James also sits on the board of directors for the Automotive Industry Association of Canada and is the first Black Canadian to do so. He's a founding member of a leading community nonprofit for Canadian African men called the Lion's Circle. James is also a regular speaker at industry events and conferences. Todd Richardson, a seasoned business leader, has spent his career creating value for national organizations and customers throughout the tire and automotive aftermarket. He is the former president of Tirecraft Canada, the largest network of independent tire and auto service providers in Canada. Richardson launched In Motion Brands, or IMB, in 2021 during the height of the pandemic. Over the past few years, IMB has experienced exponential growth, servicing clients across North America from independent automotive service shops to large networks of over 100 locations, including other industry verticals such as excavation, financial services, and fitness. IMB continues its mission of creating value and enhancing the lives of its employees and client partners. As a thought leader and innovator, Richardson offers a unique perspective with data-driven insights that challenge the status quo within the automotive aftermarket. He has been a featured speaker for new, emerging, and well-established companies within the industry. James, Todd, thank you so much for joining me today. Welcome to Kickstart Connections.
Oh, we're happy to be here. Thanks so much.
100%. How come I got the pink mic? Was that James? Did he do that?
No, oh, man. Yeah. Come on, you wear it well, bro.
That was pre-planned. What do I have? The green one. Okay. So before I want to hear more about IMB because I know you guys you're doing a hell of a lot of amazing things. But before we jump into that, I want to ask each of you just to give me a bit more information on your background, kind of your journey to entrepreneurship, because everyone has a unique story. That's what I've found with every entrepreneur I speak to. And then ultimately, what was your why for creating In Motion Brands? James, do you want to go first?
Sure. Born in 1972 in Hamilton.
Okay, we don't have that long.
Okay, right, exactly. No, listen, I'm all about growth. I'm all about creating value. I'm all about servant leadership. I'm all about passion and purpose. And so for me, coming from the franchising industry is really where I grew my entrepreneurial roots. I was an independent franchise consultant where I began my sole proprietorship and kind of got my feet into entrepreneurship. My dad was an entrepreneur, so I kind of lived that life in franchising. What's so exciting, and I've brought that knowledge and insights here to what Todd and I and the team are doing at In Motion Brands, is that you're dealing with individuals that are making that leap on a regular basis,
right?
And you're experiencing what they're going through within those particular franchise systems that they're choosing and being chose to partner with. And being on that side of the desk, I learned a lot and saw a lot of successes and saw a lot of failures. And I was able to bring those experiences to what Todd and I are doing, and right. It's really helped.
That's a valuable education.
It has been.
Right? Oh. I know that's one thing I always thought before I went into business for myself. I told myself this at a young age. I was like, work for other people while you make your mistakes,
right?
And watch and learn,
right.
Because then when you come to do something for yourself, it's, you know, you've got things to learn from and things to avoid.
Oh,
right?
For sure. And you've got to be a sponge, right? You've got to be
100%.
Open, right? You've got to be open to new opportunities, and that's what franchising moves so quickly. I was involved with emerging concepts, you know, not the 7-Elevens and the Subways. I was dealing with concepts that no one knew. And a lot of times we were going from 10 to 100 from 50 to 500 in a matter of literally months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, 36 months. And so, you know, watching that level of acceleration and how quickly you've got to be able to pivot, how quickly you've got to build your cultures, how quickly you've got to stay true to the original vision and purpose of your company, because you're putting it in the hands of individuals that want to create a lifestyle and financial independence. And there's a lot of valleys and high points, rivers that you got to get over. Mm-hmm. You just get to see so much, and that was a great journey, and it's really helped me nurture and counsel and coach the clients that we've got here at IMB.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Todd, what's your story?
Smooth. That was smooth.
Thank you, sir.
Don't forget there's two people here.
Okay.
We all know James likes the mic. Come on.
He loves it. He's great with it, too. Yeah. What's my story? My story was assembly line factory worker, then decided to go to school, then photocopiers and fax machines, and then Mack trucks, sales and leasing, and then some folks said, hey, why don't you come get in the tire game? And I said, who the heck would want to be in the tire game? And, 21 years later, here I am. And so along the path to really reach the top of that, always had an entrepreneurial spirit, invested in a lot of startups. Some were, as we say, looking back, capturing lightning in a bottle, and others were burning cash, but enjoyed the ride of all of them. And the why for me, really opportunity first and foremost, to address gaps in the market and really help people unlock value in their business. And secondly, I was given opportunities along the way, and IMB gives us a platform to create opportunities for the team as well.
Right, to pay that forward, which is so important. Because, I mean, I'm not going to go off on a tangent on this. I could very easily. But, you know, we meet those people throughout our careers, those mentors, those people that have kind of given us those hands along the way. And I think it's only right that once you're in a position to be able to do the same thing, you do, you know. So when you started IMB, what was what was the gap in the market that you identified?
Well, there's a number of them. I mean, and it's funny, I'm sure you found other guests on the show. I mean, you start down a lane and then quickly other lanes open. And so we were going down this lane of, you know, operational performance improvements, marketing, and we really realized that the aftermarket, which is the space we've been hanging our hats around and we're going to really jump into, struggle when it comes to all things digital. It's a huge gap. And so leaning into the pandemic, starting this company up, we quickly pivoted and we're like, okay, like we got to get foundation set for right for people right. here first and make sure they're visible in front of the core audience they 100%. Want to be in front of. So we really started hard down that lane, and then, you know, consulting doors opened up with larger organizations and the operational stuff was still there. So it's been a tough bunch of different levers that we've been pulling.
Yeah, but perfect. I mean, the timing, perfect, really. I mean, you had that solution when suddenly, you know, especially in the aftermarket world as well, you know, sometimes they do tend to be a bit reluctant to kind of go to digital. You're living this, yeah.
In my mind, we were so late to the game. Mm-hmm. But when we realized what was out there for folks for resources, it was concerning. And there was a lot of frustration and still is a lot of frustration because people are getting bad information and making bad decisions.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Todd. And that was really... We kind of feel like Robin Hood in a little bit, right? Like we're out there on the front lines for a lot of independent businesses,
right.
You know, that are micro businesses in a sense, right? They're 8, 9, 10, 12 people. These individuals have worked hard. They put their life savings into these businesses, and they've got a lot of blind spots because it takes so much time and energy and resources, you know, just to be able to have an automotive service center and being able to drive profits, drive revenue, build the right culture, find, you know, good talent, retain that good talent, let alone the whole digital space. And when they're not equipped with the right knowledge, to make better decisions, to go after more of the customers they really want, they're handcuffed. And, and we've really been unfettering and, you know, taking off those handcuffs and seeing a lot of businesses fly, which has been amazing.
But that gap exists in knowledge. Small, medium, and enterprise level organizations.
Oh, 100%. It's overwhelming, I would imagine, for a lot of business owners.
The difference with the large ones is they can afford the resources to put a to put somebody or a team in place, where the small, medium are leaning on usually their key vendors who don't have the resources or the knowledge either.
No,
100%. And you know, you were just saying, James, and I agree, in my experience in the industry, when you have those kind of small, independent shops, 9 times out of 10, the owner is doing the day-to-day stuff. Keeping,
he's in the business.
He's in the shop. Yeah, I mean, working, right? So in it, not on it. Exactly. Right. So unable to kind of take that 30,000-foot view and say, strategically, what do I need to do to push the business forward? So,
oh, and that's what we're bringing to the table.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And when you turn it on for folks and they see what happens to their business, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it, because suddenly there is a strategy around it. Suddenly there is a plan. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, through, you know, through this digital world that we're in, your reach expands and you can really go after the specific customers that, that you want. Maybe go a bit deeper into, because this is a great conversation. This stuff fascinates me. But just give me some examples of some of the things that you do, because I know, again, I know a lot, you have a lot of digital solutions and you help with marketing and all of those kind of things. Maybe break that down a little bit for my listeners as well.
Well, you know, first and foremost, we start with a digital relevance report. And so we'll take the time to audit and evaluate where they are online. What is their visibility in search, in Google search, and what is that relevance? What type of authority do you currently have?
It's basically a measurement of best SEO practices.
Right.
Right.
Are you checking the boxes?
Right. So you're really starting at that foundational level too. That's fantastic.
Here's where you are and here's your opportunities. Take that back to your existing, take to whoever you want, your cousin that does this, whoever, and get them to check these boxes.
Yeah. You're giving them the information that they need, which...
complimentary too.
Oh, well, you didn't say it was free. Can you do mine? No,
well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that when we get back.
Yeah, I mean, we're not hiding our playbook. We go to industry associations. We go to conferences and we say, here's the formula. Check these boxes. Have somebody check these boxes and business will be good.
And you'll see it. You'll see it happening. I mean, isn't that just kind of the best feeling, like you say, when you see these businesses fly and succeed and,
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we go through these, we go through those audits, and we're on a Zoom meeting with a potential client partner, and 20-30 minutes, we go through all the boxes and checked everything off. And what usually happens? Silence. It's just, they're just dumbfounded. They just, oh my God, I didn't know. I wasn't aware. And then now they're just, you could just hear the
cogs turning,
just turning and turning and turning. Yeah. And that's what I love. Right. And very high percentage of those folks are ready to rock and roll with us. And that's cool.
I love that. I love that. Did you have anything to add?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's kind of the site SEO kind of lane. And then we've got, cutting-edge technology to extend showrooms digitally that is at the 11th hour of really coming together, which will change the consumer shopping experience, which is super exciting for us. And then we've got a number of consulting projects, and I'm thinking, you know, even in Trinidad.
Oh,
Tobago,
yeah, man. Yeah, my boy, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, my boy in Trinidad. Yeah, man. But again, you know, yes, we can deliver these services and solutions, but we can also put our arms around these business leaders and, you know, be that fractional executive in whatever particular element of the business that you may need that assistance with. You know, like bringing Richardson to the table for some of our enterprise level clients is like you're getting getting MVP Tom Brady. Like it's
easy,
legit.
Easy.
It's legit. Hey man, listen.
Yeah, but tomorrow, I mean, what are we doing tomorrow? We got performance groups with a group of dealers. Right. We got somebody in Florida there. The manager just quit. Say, hey, why don't you set up a call with the second in command there? Yeah. Let's coach them up to get that job. Like,
yeah.
It's wherever the opportunity presents, and there's the ability to unlock
value. And that's exactly it, the value word, right? And I think it's that follow through that is so important, because there are a lot of, and we'll get on to kind of other ways you stand out in the market as well, but you know, there's a lot of kind of digital consulting companies and stuff like that, that yes, they will do up a report, they will tell you exactly kind of what's missing and what you need to do, and then they just kind of, here you go, good luck, see you later, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they're not from the industry. What we continue to hear from clients in the automotive aftermarket is that they appreciate that we understand what they do and what the experience is day in and day out, for sure.
Well, it makes our life a whole lot easier, too. I mean, we've got commercial electricians, software companies, financial companies, every one of these external automotive company, we have to go do that research because we don't know that game, right? It takes us three times as long.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Energy to go do it.
Yeah, but we love it, right? Because we've got a team of crackerjack, just all stars that are just sucking up everything that they're doing here at IMB, and you know, they're our leaders today, and they're going to be industry leaders of tomorrow for sure.
That's a good time for a shout out to your team, because you have an amazing team.
We do.
Yeah, you really do. It was one of the, I remember the first time I met you, well, I knew you guys, but the first time I kind of met the whole team, I was really impressed with, I think I remember saying to you guys, I was really impressed with the culture, the way that you all work together, the way you all have equal passion in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. You're giving me goosebumps, literally.
Am I? Oh, but it's true.
Yeah,
and it's
100%.
You know, and it's so important. And I think it is overlooked in a lot of companies and businesses of, you know, okay, we have this person to do that function and they do their job and then that's it, and they, you really don't go deeper than that. And you know, I know that your, you know, In Motion Brands is all about creating value and enhancing lives, and I love that. In, I think it was your bio, no, one of your bios that I just read, I can't remember, but saying about,
they were that memorable, were they?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
gotta rewrite those.
It's not that they weren't memorable. What was I gonna say? Yes, no, I was just gonna say what I really liked was the fact that it was the part about your mission,
right?
You know, creating value for your clients, yes, of course, 100%, but also enhancing the lives of your strategic partners and your employees and your team.
Absolutely.
And it's so important. So important.
Absolutely. I've got this running joke that Todd here is the white male who's the minority in our organization, right? Because we're powered by color, we're powered by women, and we embrace all of that because that's the world that we live in. And it is really just a reflection of who we are and where we're going, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, again, this is another thing. Diversity is another thing I could go on a tangent about. But I mean, I actually, the last guest that I had in, we talked quite a lot about this and about how, you know, the more you can have people around that have different lived experiences, the more you're going to learn, the better your company is going to be. You're going to find different ways of thinking things, different approaches. And if you can create an environment where everyone has a seat at the table and has a voice, you're going to be better off for it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, and we make mistakes doing that, but that's okay. That goes into the training fund.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, mistakes are part of success. You know, I've definitely learned that over my career, my kind of perfectionism of, I can't fail at anything. And now I've learned to really embrace failure in a way, because there's always a lesson. There's always a lesson in there. And we'll get to your guys' lessons later in the guest questions. So, okay. So this is, you know, we've talked about IMB now, the types of services and things that you offer your clients. But obviously, being the kind of business that you are, you're very forward thinking, you're very kind of on top of trends and all of those kind of things. So, you know, are there any current, because I mean, again, the automotive industry is changing rapidly, more so than I think it ever has, mm-hmm. which is also obviously going to trickle into the aftermarket. I mean, even things like electrification, like all of these kind of things. So what specific kind of industry trends are you guys watching? And then moving forward, kind of where do you see IMB going?
Well, Todd mentioned it quickly there. Let me bring us back to that, is the whole digital showroom. And we see it every day, that the lack of understanding that the automotive aftermarket has, generally speaking, with how to create that omni-channel experience, how to really take what you've done inside your building and extending that digitally and deploying the type of technology that consumers today are not just, they've been living it for so long. Amazon has changed, the big e-tailers have changed how we shop, how we buy. It's all about visualization. It's all about making it easy. And there's still a lack of those make it easy for me within the automotive aftermarket. And that's what we're really investing a lot of time and energy on bringing the industry forward with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in any vertical, you have to position your business in front of the core audience that you want to do business with. That's that short term, medium term, you just got to get that done with the right partner. You know, the transition of the industry to zero emissions, whether that's electric, hydrogen, whatever else comes down the road, I think that's opportunity.
Yep.
I think, we'll get into heavier into diagnostics, bigger probably tickets. But I think the toughest challenge to figure out that the industry faces is the talent challenge.
Mm.
And you know, developing strong leaders, strong cultures, and attracting young individuals into a high-tech industry that's often overlooked is the toughest one to figure out.
Yeah,
well, I 100% agree with you there. Yeah, that's a big challenge.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
That's why training is so important and, all those kind of things.
And ongoing, right? This understanding that it has to be this ongoing learning and broadening that not only to the technical side, but the soft skills in all of that. Because that's what consumers are demanding today. And you just layer that on where we are as an economy today, right? Where, household debt is rising dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Cash flow has been squeezed. Canadian vehicle owners are at a position now where they're going to have to maintain their primary vehicles much longer than maybe they thought 2 or 3 years ago, which is going to require vehicle owners to have a relationship with an automotive service provider that they can trust, that that they can get that assistance to plan the ongoing investment in the service and maintenance of their vehicle, which then requires the service provider to have that type of ongoing dialogue on the financial respects, not just technically on what the vehicle requires, but where are you with your level of investment? Okay, we can defer this service, but we shouldn't just defer this one.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I hadn't even honestly, I was thinking as you were saying that, it is an opportunity for the aftermarket industry because, as you say, consumers are keeping their vehicles longer. They're probably more likely to go to an independent garage than the dealer at this point, especially, again, if they're not leasing every 3 or 4 years, right, if that's changing, which is a huge opportunity.
Huge. We're very bullish on the
But
on
they
the
need
industry.
To be ready for it.
Got to be ready.
And that starts with the digital experience, right? I think probably the average consumer these days, take tires, for example. Most of them probably know what tires they're going to buy before they find somewhere to buy them, or they're looking online, or they're reading reviews. They're finding a place near them. They're reading their reviews. It's all you have to make such a good impression before you even meet the customer at this point. Would you guys agree with that?
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then you got to be there because that's where they are.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's really, it's fascinating because I think what, you know, again, and I'm thinking of your kind of little independent mom pop shop is what I'm kind of thinking mm-hmm. in my head. That is a kind of business model that hasn't really changed much for a long time. You know, they have their local customers that will come in and, you know, they probably don't do much as far as kind of marketing outside their area and digital presence and all of this kind of thing, but it's needed. It really is.
There's certainly a large percentage that are in that category.
Mm.
Then there's our clients that are highly progressive, highly
right.
advanced, making significant investments in equipment and technology and training and development. And those are the ones that are attracted to InMotion. Those are the people that are attracted to InMotion brands
right.
because it's like-minded professionals. They're on this path of continuous improvement.
Right.
They see the opportunities 5 years from now, and they want to be well-positioned.
They've already identified
Absolutely.
The need. And
Absolutely.
You guys provide the solution, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. No, I love that. Okay, so now we're going to pivot to my regular guest questions, which if anyone's listened before, they will recognize these questions. It's always something that I want to ask every guest because I'm always interested to hear the answers. So I'm going to ask each of you to tell me, and you can take a second to think about it, but think back over your career and, you know, certainly your time as entrepreneurs. What's your proudest accomplishment to date? And then on the flip side, what's the biggest lesson you've learned as an entrepreneur?
Single biggest accomplishment.
Yeah.
That's extremely difficult.
You can have more than one.
Yeah, well, it's a series, right? I mean, it's each progression throughout the career comes with a lot of pride and excitement to the top. I mean, making investments in startups and helping be a part of them thriving and then selling. I mean, it's all been proud of it all, especially starting from a factory floor. You know, the lesson that I would encourage others on would be you have to have a clear goal, vision, purpose, whatever you want to call that. But it has to be clear where you want to get to, and it has to resonate very deeply in order for you to continue the hunt to get there. And you have to chase it relentlessly. But along that path, keep your eyes and ears open because opportunities, you don't want to miss them.
That is such good advice. And you're right. You need that core passion because not an easy journey, let's be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's challenges. I was chatting with a friend of mine the other day, and we were saying about how, you know, we always have in the back of our mind, I think I even said it to you on the way here, I'm like, mm-hmm. I can always get a job, but
yeah.
I don't want to get a job,
right?
So you have to really, you have to be really committed to your vision. But I love what you said there about being open to opportunity as well, because sometimes you do take a bit of a change of direction and it can be the best decision you ever make.
It'll never be a straight path.
No.
No. And it would be boring if it was, let's be fair. I mean, if we're entrepreneurs, we like that. We kind of like taking the risks. We like the adventure.
No right. doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
How about you, James? Proudest accomplishment and biggest lesson?
Yeah, similar. Many proud moments, but let me take you back. When Todd and I first started to work together, we spent every week we would meet at a breakfast spot in Cambridge,
mm-hmm.
and he'd come in, and I lived in Cambridge, so he's an early guy, so he'd get up early and come in, so we'd hang and chat and talk about the existing business that we're in, but we were also layering in where we could go together and why we would choose to go there together.
Mm.
And we talked about the values that we would instill in a team. We talked about market opportunity and what we've experienced. And we talked about, well, you know, if you could work with businesses and get them moving and in motion, and we want to help them build a brand, InMotion Brands, that's 2016.
Wow. It's a great name, by the way. I've always thought that. Yeah.
Like, that's 2016. Wow. 2021 is when we got it rolling, but 2016 is when we co-created what we ultimately...
The platform,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And it starts with that idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had my business named years before I started as well. Yeah. It's funny. It's just there in the back of your mind and you're like, I'm going to create something out of that one day.
Absolutely. And so you ask about the proudest moment. And so through the years, we had a lot of ups and downs. Who was going to go where. I was considering getting back into franchising pretty close. And so what I'm really proud of is that we stuck through it. We've stayed committed, to that original purpose through all the opportunities and obstacles. We got there together.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, you should be. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a little tear in your eye, Todd?
I gave him goosebumps. You're making him cry. Like, oh,
no,
my God.
I'm not crying.
You're a bag full of emotions today, Todd. And what about your biggest lesson you've learned?
If you want more, you got to be more. And so, you can't look at someone else to make it happen. If you want more to happen, you've got to choose to make it happen. And what I mean by that, you've got to instill a level of self-belief. You've got to be able to weather the storm and keep the faith even when you can't see the other side.
Yeah, trust that process.
Right.
And that's so true because I think, a lot of entrepreneurs, when we first start out, you do have that self-doubt, right? And it's that voice in your head that's like, what the hell are you doing, right? And I've learned that. And, it literally took me getting to a point of going, I am not willing to fail because I'm not confident enough.
Nice.
I'm not willing to do that.
Nice.
So I'm like, I will fake it until I make it. But then you start believing it, right? Like, that's the process that you have to go down. So that's great advice as well. Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right, so the last section of the episode is the Kickstart Spotlight. So every episode, I have my guests shout out other businesses. It could be clients, it could be people that you've worked with, but who's doing good things and you wanna give them a shout out. So I know you guys have a couple prepared.
Absolutely.
James, who do you want to shout out?
Well, since we're in lovely East Coast in Halifax, got to shout out first and foremost Anderson Automotive from PEI. David Anderson is just a superstar, heavy into specialization in computer and reprogramming with his automotive service business. Just a true rock star. Coaches other shops coast to coast, man. Shoot, we were out with him. Well, in Banff.
Oh, wow.
just a month and
Summerside
a half.
Summerside PEI.
Yeah, Summerside PEI, man. Rockstar.
Yeah, that's cool.
NS Diesel and Automotive out of Dartmouth, just around the corner here.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Stephen and his team, Laura, great folks. Chat with them all the time. They're doing great things. Love that bunch. Great client partners of IMB.
Strong brand. They even got their own retail clothing line. People are gobbling.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so creative.
Yeah, cool people.
Yeah, and for me, keeping in the Atlantic Canada fashion, NS Diesel, we were doing a great job for them. And they said, hey, we got these friends that have an excavation company, finished great excavation, servicing the Halifax and greater area. And they are an emerging company for sure. And then... a great story we're checking out is Andy's Tire, which started off as a single location operation. It's grown to hundreds. Recently made some acquisitions and did different verticals, distribution, manufacturing, big player here.
They are very well known in this area, and they do. I know them well. They were clients of mine, so I can shout them out too because they do a great job. They really do. So that's awesome. So I will tag all of those businesses in the show notes. And before we wrap up, actually, if any of my listeners want to connect with InMotion Brands, what is the best way for them to do so?
Visit the website and just tag us there and you can fill out an information request form and just let us know that you want to get in touch and I'll hit you up at 11 o'clock at night or on a Sunday morning, and we'll start chatting for sure. Yeah, we love
Perfect.
That.
Yeah,
awesome. We have a very robust digital strategy, so website, search, social, whatever you want to do, you'll find us.
You're easy to find. I like that. I like that. And again, I will put your website and things in the notes for people to find as well.
Sweet.
Well, James and Todd, thank you so much. I knew this was going to be a great conversation. It always is when I chat with you guys. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on kind of a flying visit here to Atlantic Canada, so I had to kind of nab you. but I really appreciate it, and thank you for sharing your experiences. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in. And remember, if you like this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, share, rate, and review, and follow us on social media at Kickstart Connections Podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Thanks, Lucinda. Cheers. Yeah.